All right, guys, so before we get into today's podcast with Little Skies and Landon Cube, I just want to send a big shout out to our sponsor, Tracker. This is a tiny little aluminum disc, and you can attach it to your phone, to your wallet, to your keys, whatever you want, and it allows you to find them. If you lose it, you sync it up with your phone with Bluetooth, and then it will emit a sound and a flashing noise. If you ever happen to lose one of those items, you can attach it to your phone and then use your girlfriend's phone or your friend's phone to find that. Basically, if you have a tendency to lose stuff, this might be for you. And I know a lot of you guys out there like to party a little bit too hard, so this might really be for you, because I know you guys are waking up in the morning and you can't find your keys. Anyway, if you want to get your hands on one, all you got to do is head on over to thetracker.com and enter in the code NOJUMPER, and you'll get 20% off. I got one in my wallet right now. This is pretty much something that will save you a lot of time and effort. So head on over to thetracker with no E.com, just like it says on the screen, and get yourself one. Use the code NOJUMPER. NOJUMPER, coolest podcast in the world. And this is the Little Skies and Landon Cube interview. And over here, I have my new co-host who's going to be co-hosting on every episode of NOJUMPER.
Cuff.
He hates me calling him that. What? So is it preferred just Cameron? Or I like saying Cuff Boys or just Cuff.
It's Cam.
Or Cameron, I know, yeah. But it's like, all right.
Well, yeah, it's a misunderstanding, of course.
People just come up to me and call me NOJUMPER, and I think it's funny. Because it's like...
Yeah, it's funny to me.
It's cool that they don't know.
It's kind of annoying.
I want to always call you that forever.
NOJUMPER? Yeah. NOJUMPER. Hey, so how the fuck's it going? Like, basically, this is the situation. I met Little Skies in the studio by the label that he would then go on to sign to. And then I stupidly... And I didn't realize that Landon was the dude who was with him.
Right.
And I didn't realize
that was awkward.
That was a little awkward. I should have known.
I just wasn't.
Then it's and then also I didn't realize that Cuff Boys was basically like their A&R, like their guy.
I don't know about A&R, but I helped just helped them
sort of get them noticed a little bit in the beginning. So that's where we're at. That's sort of like the lineage of the relationship of us all knowing each other, just so that the people out there can sort of be up on what's going on here. That's my version of it.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. So what you guys all doing out here? You having a good time?
Yeah.
Did you come out for the Lyrical Lemonade show?
I did. Okay. They live here now, basically, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah.
Trying to live here?
That's what it is, yeah.
Because it's just so much better than fucking... Where are you from?
Background. I'm from Waynesboro, PA, so that's like... Yeah, it's far as shit from everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
How far from Philly?
I don't know. I think it's like 2 hours.
Yeah, it's probably 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, total middle of nowhere, or what? You're the only guy in town with face tattoos?
Yeah.
Basically.
Dead
you didn't
ass,
have
yeah,
that many face tattoos when I met you.
Yeah, I got like 3 more.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I noticed it's been increasing
like
crazy.
I'm done now. Probably.
You're done, you think?
Tats, yeah.
You're supposed to be like addicted and you can't fucking turn
I'm
your back
addicted.
On it.
I'm addicted. I think I like got enough now.
You're committed, not addicted.
Yeah, I'm committed. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, I seen you popping up with more and more face tattoos, and I'm like, damn, this guy's... He's dedicated. That's like letting the world know, like, yo, I'm really about this rapper shit. I'm going all the way in.
Hell yeah, that's a big reason why I did it. Like, people be hating and shit and like talking hella shit, but I just be like, fuck it. Yeah. I just do what I want, you feel me? I just do me. And I feel like that's what my like fans and people that do fuck with me because they're like, yo, Sky's just gonna do what he wants. And I feel like they find that inspiring, you know what I mean, to do them. So,
that's
good.
Yeah, that's why face tattoos are like an aspirational purchase for people these days, because it's like the anti college.
Yeah,
it's like college is like proving that you're ready to be part of the system, to settle down, to work, and a face tattoo is like nah.
Yeah,
it's like that Chief Keef meme of him just saying no.
I had my shits in college.
You had face tattoos in college?
Yeah.
See, I didn't really know about that when I was in college. That didn't seem like a possibility, but I guess these days that's possible.
Yeah, like my eyelids is one of my first ones.
Really? Yeah. Do you feel like you've like missed out on any kind of opportunities in life or anything because of your face tattoos, or you feel like that's just, it's all
nah,
good?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I just be like, bro, dead ass. I just be doing like, I just, you know what I mean? I don't know, bro. I just go with the flow of shit. So like, but I know, obviously when I get a face tattoo, like I can't get a job and shit, obviously, but...
You can get a job. It's probably not the kind of job you really want.
Yeah, real shit. And it's like, I'm just going to like, you know what I mean? It's just more motivation for me to like keep grinding hard and doing this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. When I was thinking about tweeting something about the fact that I've been like in the game for long enough that I used to know dudes who had tribal tattoos on their faces. Like back when tribal tattoos were popping in like the late 90s.
Oh, shit.
And then that's I would crazy. See them like, because tribal tattoos were the biggest tattoo that went from like really cool when it came out. Like people thought they were super dope. And then like 6 months later, it was just considered like the lamest thing ever.
Yeah.
It happened so fast. Yeah. It's weird. And like I knew dudes who had them on their faces. And then I would see them like 5-6 years later and I'd be like, Jesus Christ.
I don't know about all that.
The tribal tat?
Yeah.
You should do it though.
But I don't know about on the face though. Like
on the face. It looks so crazy. Not even like good ones either.
It's just like some next level shit. Like that's would you get a big one or a small one?
A face tattoo?
Like a cheek one.
Oh,
I'm talking about for a tribal.
I've been thinking about doing a big ass like crown on the side of my head.
You should.
But then you know, I was thinking about getting real ignorant with it and just writing Underground King under it. And then I was like, I don't know if I want to do that to myself because it's like it's so crazy that it's like a meme. Yeah, it's like funny. Like it would become a meme. Like people are gonna change it to say other shit.
Hell yeah. Because
it is like funny. Like I get it. Like that would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, how'd you meet Landon?
I just like watch the Cuffboy vlogs. Like it's random, but I just like watch their vlogs.
This is that's basically you admitting to being a nerd.
Yeah,
no
I don't
offense.
Even know what the fuck is going on.
Is that would you accept
just some
that?
High shit, like I fuck with
do
him.
You accept that?
Yeah, sure.
That I called him a nerd because he watches a couple of vlogs.
I don't know about nerd.
I mean,
it's just YouTube, someone who's aware of YouTube at the point.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like that puts you in a different category of people. Like when you say something about like Tandem Mojo and you realize that other people in the room know who that is, it's kind of funny because it's like a weird thing to know about. And you are obviously, you know, not Tandem Mojo.
Yeah.
But although you have a lot in common with her, like, looks wise mostly.
That's false.
I would like to fuck you more than her. Just kidding. All right, so how did you become friends with Landon? Let's hear this.
Yeah, I just hit him up on Instagram because like I seen in the one vlog, I seen him. Yo,
did you go back and look at his music?
Shit. Yeah, like I was listening to Beach Town, and then I seen like in the vlog that he was listening to like my one song, The Sauce, and I was like, yo, let's make something. And we just linked.
And it just worked.
Yeah, we ain't really like.
I was like listening to him for like a year. Like I was a little Skies fan, deadass.
Mm-hmm.
But then like, yeah, he hit me, and I was kind of like, oh shit.
Just kidding.
Kill. How many songs did you guys make together?
We got like, I can't say how many we got now, but we got a lot. We got a good amount now.
Yeah. So you have that one fucking huge hit.
You Red Roses, yeah.
How many views did I have now?
Almost like 2 mil.
I think it has like almost 2 in SoundCloud, and then there's a video on YouTube that has like 700k, 800k, or some shit.
Really? That's crazy. Damn. How the fuck did that shit take off? You just put it online and it started blowing up?
It's like we got like good, like we're all good at promoting shit.
Yeah,
I feel like
for
like,
sure.
Good, boys, like, all that shit. Following and like we push our shit.
That song is so.
We push our shit the right way to where like people want to fuck with it. I feel like dead ass though. Yeah.
Plus, from the start, though, he always, like, he, like, swore that song would be, like, the, like, one that took off, like.
I said that shit as soon as you were
when I heard it in the studio, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, me too. First time I heard it, I'm like, oh, bing, bing, yep, that's happening. I was like, oh, that's definitely happening, yep.
Deadass, though. I felt the same way, deadass. I told Landon that. I was like, it's crazy. I said I was going to do a million a month.
Did you try to make a hit with that or just work out like that?
No,
you try to make a catchy-ass song?
I don't know. At first, it was like super plain, but then I started adding shit. Like people think that beat is like we did a whole bunch of shit to that song, like for real. Like it was just a regular, like it's a dope ass beat, but like we added like sounds and like a whole bunch of weird shit to it that made it like way more fire. And I would say like we did spend like a week, and like maybe a couple days on that song.
Mm-hmm.
That ass like we put some work into that shit, and we recorded like some spots. I remember I recorded some shit at Landon's, then I recorded some shit at my friend's.
Mm-hmm. Like, I recorded my verse crazy. Like at his friend's joint, but then I took it back home and just like re-recorded it. And like when I recorded at his joint, I didn't have like the screaming part, like the high part, and that's the part that like when
Hell
I got
yeah.
home and I did that, I was like, oh yeah, like part. That's like the.
That's really interesting because it's like I feel like almost all the rappers I know, I don't know if I ever heard of them talking about working on a song for a week. It's like they go in the studio, they make a song,
like,
they probably make another song.
Bro, it really all depends. Like me, like Landon will tell you, I have a lot of songs, but like they'll tell you like behind the songs that I take time on songs, you know what I mean? Like even when I work with producers, like I'll even just link with even recently I linked with a couple big producers and we're like, we'll listen to beats and like vibe and shit, but then it's like I gotta be in like the zone. Like when I be working on music and shit, it's like really how I be feeling and shit. You feel me? So like if I'm not in the zone, I just want to listen to the beat and vibe and listen to it for a couple of days and then work on it. Mm-hmm. Give it some time to like, yo, what am I gonna say on this? How am I gonna do that?
Right.
I just like making solid songs, bro. That's the thing about me. I want to make like hit, like not hits. I would just say, you know, solid songs. Everything that sounds good. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like. That's all I want
to
keep doing.
Yo, so I'm going to interrupt. I'm going to do the one thing I never do and interrupt this to promote something and just say, go to nojumper.com and get yourself a No Jumper lighter.
Get that shit.
Or
bitch.
Something else. We got all kinds of shit at nojumper.com. It's like, it would be so obvious to do advertisements for my own shit in the middle of the podcast, but I never like think to do it. To just like, that's we cool. do all these podcasts, but we never mention the fact that we have a thriving web store that's actually doing really well. So
yeah, why not?
I just forget. I forget to mention it. I just
you
feel like
you could just put a link in the corner or something. Like a
I could, snippet. Yeah. I'll put like a flyer that like shows up in the intro and stuff. But I feel like the actual conversation about stuff is like what probably would get people to look at it more. Like me actually mentioning, because you know what it is. It's like when you're in the middle of the interview, people are fully engaged. They're really listening to what you're saying. So that's a perfect time to throw in an advertisement and completely ruin the flow of the interview, just like I just did. Nojumper.com. Anyway, so what do you guys, what's like the balance of the relationship in the studio with you two? Like who's the girl and who's the guy? Who's the who's leading the dance and who's just sort of along for the ride?
I don't know, bro. Like,
I don't know. We just like we vibe in the studio for real, but like I don't know. I don't know. What do you
Nobody mean? Wants a cop to be in the girl. I was just kidding. You don't have to break it down. Like, no gender roles.
Like, we don't. I'll just say like this. Like we don't. And we're rappers. Like I don't do like any like hard drugs and shit. You feel me?
Nothing.
So, like, So we only smoke weed. So that's it. It's a lot of weed smoking in the studio. And that's
I can say that for sure. It's
you're fully drug free.
Yeah, and I'm in here trying to not fucking
Cam
get fried
doesn't do
on
anything,
accident.
That ass. Like, yeah. Cam doesn't.
Why? Just because your mom would be mad?
No, it's not even that. It's just
not you.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
That's good. Yeah, Landon, you're on the same page. You only smoke weed?
Yeah.
That's good, man. I'm glad that you guys have the discipline to stay in that category because that shit be taking out a lot of people. Let's be
hell
real.
Hell yeah, bro. And I'm going to keep it real. Like, I want to, I guess it's like cool and shit. I feel like nowadays it's more cool to do shit, but I just like, I'm trying to like, you feel me? I want to live.
And especially if you want to do good.
I want to feel good while I'm alive and shit. You feel me? Like while I'm here, I want to be in the best condition I feel like I can be in. So I just like.
You know what it is? It's like, it's something you could introduce into your life that, yeah, it's like fun in the short term, but it costs a lot of money and it's bad for you. And it's like, you know that if you get too into it.
That's the thing. Like, I don't have nothing against people to do it. I'm just like, me personally, I'm too like scared to even try this shit.
Really?
Like, I can't do it, bro. Yeah. I just think about a bad trip or something. If I tried a certain drug or this, that, something, and I feel like I wouldn't even enjoy it. So I'm just, like, type person. I just don't even want to put myself in that position.
Well, you tried weed, and now look at you guys. Weed.
Yeah, but I always knew I was going to be a weed smoker. I felt like.
Now you guys are right here cushed up.
Yeah, we cushed up.
Shout out to Landon rocking the Lil Xan shirt. Roseman collab.
Shout out to Lil Xan. Shout out Lil Xan.
Now that Lil Xan's blowing the fuck up, Roseman looks like a genius for putting him on his shirt a long time ago.
That's crazy.
And I was the one who wasn't really fucking with Lil Xan at first. Like, when Rosa put him on a shirt, I was like, what are you doing? Like, because I just, like, it was super early, and I hadn't, like, heard all the records that are doing good now and stuff. And, like, Roseman somehow saw the vision. I don't know how he saw it, though, because it was, like, too early for me to see it.
Cole helped him a lot, though.
Cole helped him a lot with that video in particular. That's crazy. Cole's channel is a fucking beast. You put
Cole's
a music video
up,
on that
shout
thing?
Shout out to Cole, man.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
definitely
yeah.
Shout out to Cole.
So, Landon, what was your first time meeting Skies like? From your perspective,
I'm trying to think. Well, like we had like he hit me up on Twitter or not Instagram or whatever, and then like we were both in Ocean City, like which is just like a place like
it's a vacation
beach,
place
a
in
beach
Maryland.
Place like yeah, and then like we were both there, and I just saw that he was there, and I was like, we got to link up and shit. So like we just like
we shot Beach Town video. Too,
yeah, yeah, and then the I met him, and we were just chilling and like smoking whatever, and then like I like. Wanted to like get a video from Nick because I'd seen his videos and I was like, that's just fire. So then, like,
shout
Nick
out
came,
Nick.
Yeah.
Then shout Nick out Gentleman Media.
So then Nick came shit. Down and shot that shit.
He's in the back.
You can there probably see him there. Oh, it's cool that people can see Hakeem back there too. Like
shout
a,
out to my
a throwback because everybody talks about Hakeem, like the Hakeem era of No Jumper. Well, he managed to re-emerge just as soon as he thought he was gone.
Yeah. Get some
like a pestilence upon us. Hey, stop. You don't have a mic. if you wanted to say those three words, you have to come over here, rush to the mic. So, how'd you guys meet Cole? Cole Bennett, Lyrical Lemonade.
I just met him yesterday.
Oh, okay. But was that the first time you ever had anything to do with him?
I mean, I talked to him a good amount.
Okay, but you guys did the video with him, right?
I just met him for the first time yesterday.
Oh, okay. It was just you. Right.
Landon did a video, yeah.
Yeah, right. I came and did the 18 video down here.
Well, I mean, you think about his channel. He's got 500,000 subs of people who want to watch rap videos. So if you have a good thumbnail and a good name and all that shit, like with Lil Xan, his shit just exploded because he fucking just... I feel like Cole's channel is a huge part of that.
Yeah,
it's just a catchy name, cool thumbnail, boom, you're going. I'm going to sneeze right now. I never sneeze on a podcast. Fuck, that was super awkward. I don't know if I ever had to sneeze on a podcast before. Damn.
You're good.
That's like sneezing during sex. I don't think it happens.
I don't think that's anywhere near.
I've never done it.
It never happens because, you know, it would be like sneezing in a fight.
It just make it so now to make it awkward.
Your brain is not wired to sneeze when you're doing something where you need to be in the zone. Yeah, sneeze on a motherfucker real quick. That'd be fire.
No.
Yeah.
That would be fire.
So let's talk about the label situation. Have you been talking to labels?
I have, but I'm not. I don't think I'm gonna sign anything until like put out a project or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to wait a little bit.
What about you, Skies? You decided that was the right path for you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did a little thing, you know. Just some little shit, man. Some big things, you know what I mean? I can't say too much right now.
Big things on the way.
Big things on the way, man.
It's a big decision because now when you look at, like, all the dudes who are popping off out of the underground, it used to be that none of them were signing for a while there, and now all of a sudden everybody's fucking...
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like, yeah, I agree.
I'm not really like against signing at all. I definitely want to.
Yeah, I'm all with it as long as it, like, you know, it's making sense and what's going, you know what I mean? Like, I would never just like sign some shit where it's like going to take away from a lot of what I'm doing and, you know, like what I've been doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I still want to like be creative and have creative control and all that shit, like, for sure. Cause I like really love doing music, bro. Like, besides all that extra shit, like, everybody wants and all that, like, lifestyle shit. I just love making music, so.
Mm.
It's just fun to be able to, like, you know, make it, like, something that I do and I could, like, you know, live off that shit and, like, you know.
Do you both feel like it's blowing your mind that shit is happening to you guys so fast? Because, like, 6 months ago, neither of you could have predicted this, right?
We hadn't even met six months ago. It was crazy. Insane.
And then Danielle will catch me outside.
Oh, yeah, Danielle.
Fucks on my shit.
I seen the video of her watching that.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit was fire.
I was just like, yeah. It's just weird because I, like, you know what I mean? I really come from, like, out of nowhere. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that was just dope.
How old are you?
We all do.
I'm 19.
So you're going to holler at her or not?
No, bro.
You got to say no.
That's a homie. I want to say that. That's just the first time. Because you know how people, like, you know how people are on the internet.
Well, you can tell that she's just listening to it. But you haven't met her in real life?
Yeah,
he met her yesterday.
Oh, yesterday? Yeah, where at?
At the studio, she was there and shit.
Oh, right, because she signed to the same label as you. Nice. Yeah, oh, yeah. I should meet her for the same reason.
She's cool, bro. She's cool as shit. Shout out
to
her.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't see, as much as people want to hate on her getting signed or whatever, it's kind of like, bro, she's so young that it's like when she's 18, I mean, I could, like, her video is all right already. Like, her song is all right. Like,
bro, people just, I'm like, bro, if you're doing your thing, you're doing your thing. Like, fuck what everybody's saying.
You don't need to be the salty ass person that gets mad about it, you know?
Like, yeah, bro, like, there's so much shit going on in the music world. Like, you feel me? You just gotta, people so busy hating, they ain't gonna get nowhere.
I feel like people could learn a little bit from the Catch Me Outside girl, you know? Like, maybe you should be a little bit more like the Catch Me Outside girl if your shit is not popping off. Maybe you need to find a little something to help you go viral. Maybe you need to find a little hook, you know? Yeah. Maybe you got
to
go
are
on.
Are you talking
fucking
to me or like?
No, no, you guys. Oh. I'm talking to the people in general. Oh, no.
Like, oh,
you guys are cool. You figured your shit out. You got the face tattoos.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm gonna go for it. No, but I mean, that is interesting. Like, we hear about all this shit in the industry, this like fake relationships and like, you know, like, would you ever do that? Like, you believe that 21 Savage and Amber Rose are really in love?
I believe
it.
Now I kind of believe it, but at first I was very skeptical.
Shout out to 21, man. I fuck with 21 hard too, but yeah, I believe that shit, bro. Like,
yeah.
If they are, you know what I mean? I never seen, like, you got to look at 21. Like, he's a real, like, you know what I mean? You see what he be on and shit, and it's, like, dope to see. Like, that's a hood-ass nigga.
But are you ready for that?
Fall in love with, like, me?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I really never knew about, like, my relationship status. I ain't had a girlfriend since, like, eighth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Single?
I'm just, like, yeah, bro. It's not like I'm not. Nah, it's not like I just want to be out here, like, fucking all these bitches. It's just, like, I don't know, bro. Yeah, I just be, like, chilling, bro. Some cooling shit.
Landon, could you see yourself wiping a bitch for the clout?
Bro,
you know, like, yeah, like a Kardashian know. Hollers at you, and you're like, you hate her personality, but you're like, damn, all right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna put in like 6 months in this relationship just to get popping.
Nah, yeah, I'd do that.
You would do it.
I would do that.
I would do it too. Hell yeah. Bye, Lena. Bye. Bye, Lena. It's Kylie Jenner time.
I'll be recording, but
I'll be recording with facts. I feel that,
man. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I was, that's the whole thing about 21. It's like, if he's a real street dude, if he's really heartless and crazy, then he would do some shit like, bro, pretend to be in love with her.
Sending her roses and shit, though. I don't
know. I would do some shit like that too.
Like love to me, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck he's.
But I don't know. But he could just be doing it for the clout. He could have his managers, like, because all that shit was so. That's the thing.
You never know. You felt like some. Okay, so you felt like some relationships are set up to like make money.
Yeah, but then they always end up.
You know what I mean?
I always think that they're gonna be fake, but then they always end like with like Nicki and Nas. I thought that shit was fake too. I thought they were just doing that to try to get her some hype for her album and shit.
That was real?
They're still acting like it's real. It's been months, so I don't know.
What?
I didn't believe. I thought Gucci and
that's
his girl were
plan.
Fake too at first.
I didn't know that was going on.
Oh, yeah. Nicki and Nas. The king and queen of Queens.
That's dope.
Dude, that's huge for their careers.
That's crazy.
Who do you guys think that Cuff over here should
date? Oh, my God.
You really hate it that much. Cameron.
Cuff.
Cameron. Cameron Cuff. Who do you think he should date for the clout? Like, who he should wife up, like.
I'm already wifed up, but if I had to.
Hey,
hypothetically.
That guy is loyal. Did you peep that?
Lord, God forbid she gets loyal. Eaten by a dinosaur.
Okay.
And you got to fucking marry a girl for the clout. Who are you going with?
I don't know. Who, what do y'all think? What do you think?
Lil Peep.
I really don't.
You're not down?
He said Lil Peep. Wow.
You could be his rebound after McConan.
Oh, I'm 100% down for Lil Peep.
You're down for Lil Peep, and maybe your girl wouldn't get mad. Nah, but you, Lil Peep is the most iconic motherfucker on earth because he's out here basically like getting everybody talking about him dating McConan, and then he's with Bella Thorne like a fucking.
I saw that, yeah.
Like 3 days later. And meanwhile, Tupor's sitting at home watching all this shit like, what the fuck? Like, that's really stunning when you go out and you fuck a famous dude and a famous girl. I don't know. That's stunning to me. Like, that's crazy.
That
like, that's the ultimate revenge on your ex-girlfriend.
She said no.
Shit's foul, man. I shouldn't even be talking like that, but it's true. I got to reflect on that and just think about it. All right, so what about Landon? Who could you see Landon wifing up for some clout? Like, who would be a good fit for him? Celebrity fake marriage.
I don't even know what, like, Landon's type is.
What is
like,
your type, Landon? Tell us.
I don't know. Like, I like tan girls with like dark like hair.
Tan girls.
Oh no. I got like.
You gotta think about
it. I like Spanish, like ethnic type girls. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like Mexican
nice.
Almost.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Mexican like, almost. Some variant of Mexican. I think a girl's like.
I don't know, whatever. But,
a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tight. What about so you even put a lot of thought into this? What about like Black China? She hollers at you and she just wants to hang out tomorrow. Yeah, you down?
I like girls that's like a little like they're shorter than me and they're not like too big.
She's shorter than
like,
you.
I don't like big ass asses. You feel me?
Really?
Yeah.
You ain't had a big ass.
I like I don't care. I like skinny girls. Like I like. See, I don't really got a type, but I know like I don't want no. You feel me? Like that's not my thing.
This is your problem. You haven't been in LA long enough. Once you've been out here long enough, your whole taste,
bro,
what you like in girls,
right,
is going to change. Exactly,
yeah,
bro.
Never fuck, like, I can't say it.
Yeah, yeah. I sent my girl in, like, exhibit. Fucking Pimp My Ride. Send her in. Boom. She comes out with fake tits. She's a little bit better. Send her in. She comes back with a fish tank in the fucking trunk. Boom. She's better. That's what fucking LA. That's what LA is all about. You send a girl in, but she got a weird nose. Boom. Nose job is fixed. It's like you level her up little by little by little.
Yeah,
it's like having
like
a car.
Girls with all that fake shit, though.
You don't? But you just haven't been here long enough. I'm telling you, man. You're going to get used to it.
Bro. Oh, no. I felt like I might be able to.
Okay. You know when you'll get into the idea of it is when you start to see how girls look in their 30s if they don't get plastic surgery. Because it's not pretty.
Yeah, but don't that shit start fucking up when it
gets
older?
Yeah.
Nah, you can ride it out.
Literally, like Michael Jackson.
That shit is ugly.
A girl could be a total. No.
That shit is ugly.
A girl could be a total clunker. Get some work done. Boom. You could have her on the road for another 10 years, bro. 40, she started looking fucked up. That's okay.
That's not okay.
You got to ride out those 30s with two plastic surgery.
She looks. If she's not how I want to
You see, like, over here, you got this fantasy in your head of like, oh, Sarah Plain and Tall, she works on a farm out here in rural Pennsylvania. It's not going to happen. Yo, these girls get work done, bro. They get their chins fucking chiseled and shit.
I already seen it. Cheekbones. Yeah, I went to Walmart and I've seen all types of weird shit. I'm like, what?
At Walmart?
Weird shit. Just,
that's a different kind. Oh, Walmart in LA.
There's a lot of moms there.
Oh, yeah. We love the moms out here.
Yeah.
I was saying that one time. I was around, I was standing around like 10 fans, right? And I'm just talking shit. And I'm like, man, I can't imagine what it would be like for my mom to have fake tits. And like, of the 10 fans, like 8 of them were like, my mom has fake tits. I'm like, wow, I really am in LA.
Yeah, that is some LA shit for sure.
That's some LA
back home,
shit.
We don't even have.
You never see a fake boob out on the East Coast in some random town.
We don't
no.
even have fake that shit where
no,
you can get it done.
Never.
Like, you got to go somewhere.
There's like one homeless guy downtown. They got shit, fake boobs or something, you know, or like, it's like one stripper chick. They got fake tits. Like,
for real?
Nah, I'm saying like in the average like town on the East Coast, it's like, nah, like even when I live in New York, it's like, I never would see fake tits.
That is weird.
I know. I guess I wasn't hanging out in the right places. Because nowadays, girls know.
I think about talking about fake tits and shit.
You guys know about Facetune? Facetune is this app that girls use to make their fucking... They zoom in on their faces and they smudge in their fucking cheeks and they rub it all in so that their fucking skin looks smooth and clear. And they add highlights. They make their eyes sparkle. They make their hair look better. Yes, like, for Instagram photos. If you,
I'm getting fooled.
Have you ever met up with a girl offline and she didn't look like her pictures?
I've talked to so many girls online, bro. I've never met them before.
Never I'm met up with one?
So it's happened too much. That's why I'm just like, fuck that shit.
Now. What's happened too much?
I feel like, I don't know, bro. Like,
I've talking
talked to
girls
online, but I've never like met them bitches.
Why?
I don't know, bro.
Just be like, hey, we're in the studio. Come here. Or, hey, this is my hotel. I'm going to Uber you here. Boom.
I don't even know. Like, in the time, in the heat of the moment, I don't even be thinking about that shit. You feel me?
It's Why not? Weird. You don't want to get pussy? Are you fucking crazy?
I do. Nah, bro. I do. It's just like, I don't know, bro. Like, it's I don't even fucking know, bro.
You got to get more aggressive. Know. You got to LA out here, bro. It's cutthroat. You want to get some pussy? You're competing with all these other psychos.
Is East Coast somewhere like laid back? Like, we just
no,
chilling,
yeah.
Bro.
That's wrong. You got to get over that.
That's all we can do, I guess. You feel me? So we just be chilling. Like, I'm like, up here, you can do
out here, it's just
do so much more shit. Yeah.
Dude, the speed out here is crazy. Yeah. So you guys are living out here. What do you guys think of it? What's the lifestyle like in comparison to your little towns?
I fuck with it.
I've
been coming here like my whole life, like all the time, and I just like always fucked with it. I've like been wanting to move out here forever, and it's like finally just now happening.
That's tight.
It's kind of crazy.
You know how that process is, like moving to LA and shit.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
Like yeah,
because if you at first you
don't even know where we're staying right now. I've been in hotels.
Yeah, we just been in hotels.
Different hotels,
and shit, bro. Yeah, we keeping it real. We just been in hotels.
I haven't even
shit.
Been with
I'm
him.
About to get
like,
an Airbnb.
Right.
Man's about to come like, I just yeah, stay in my shit tomorrow. And we be thugging it, bro.
You so you're not having girls over and stuff? You gotta get on that.
I mean, get like, in yeah, there. I'm going to. I'm gonna keep it. I've been in the studio like every single day, and then I have like sessions with like big producers and shit.
You gonna do a song like, on the Kiss Me Outside, girl?
Nah, probably not.
Is it offered? Like, you talk to her about it?
Nah.
Yo, I got a verse for you, shorty.
It's just some cool shit. Like, yo, it was just dope. Like, she fucking my song. Just like,
yeah, yeah.
I never would have thought. Like, you know what I mean? That's just random.
Oh, that's a good sign. If you can make a fucking 14-year-old girl like your song, that's a very good sign. You know?
Well, but I feel like I got a lot of 14-year-old girls like my songs, though.
All right, that's not a bad category to be in, because I'm saying, like,
that shit always.
It's harder to make them fuck with your music than to make.
I feel like I got, like, now it's really mixing up, too. Like, now I got a little bit of, I'm getting a little bit of, like, everything. I always get I'm not even saying my shit was just 14-year-old girls. No, like my shows be lit, bro. And I have like I've always had a variety of like fans, like different types of fans and shit. So that's dope. Like and now that the crowds and shit are getting bigger and shit, like you know, it was dope. Like the Cole show, that shit was definitely that was our first show in LA, and that shit was just like fire. It was very fire. It was fun. It was good to see the reaction and shit.
I was actually really interested watching that video because it was like. You know, I noticed that crowd is that they really did not want to hear shit besides Xavier Wolf. And
bro,
so you guys.
Keep it real dead ass, bro. Xavier Wolf is fire, though.
But you guys got him moving by. Yes, like, once it actually started going, that song, like, the vibe is good enough that it actually started. Like, at first, they were, like, very skeptical. Because I've seen other rappers go out there and try to perform last night, and they were just like. nobody moving, acting like there wasn't even a song playing. Mm-hmm. That shit is scary as a performer, you know?
Yeah, like I want, that's my thing. I want to like be so lit, bro. Sometimes I feel like that might be my problem though, because I get like so hyper, you feel me?
You go crazy on stage?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I go like crazy. I like to have fun, you feel me? And then like, I'm about to start doing more shit. Like I staged over a couple times shit, but like, I should have did it last night, but I was like, I don't know why. I was trying to, but I didn't know if the crowd yeah, because I didn't know, you know, I was mean, like it was like my first show, but I should have just did that shit anyways. Mm-hmm. That ass.
You feel totally comfortable on stage too?
I mean, I like up until like I don't feel as comfortable if there's nothing playing and I'm just standing there. But once the song's on, it's like fucking. It's like I just do whatever.
Yeah.
Like it was pretty like it was tight because I came out with Beach Town and like. A lot of people actually knew the words and shit, so
and
I was
that
like,
shit was rocking.
It was like rocking, yeah, for real. Yeah. And I was like, damn,
that's tight, yeah. Like when I think about it, it's crazy because I know certain people who like they go on stage and they just the whole time they're on stage they are keeping the crowd going. Like people who are real, real hype men that can just go up there, yeah, and just make people go crazy the whole time. And certain people do it, and certain people will come out and do it for 5 minutes. And have people turning the fuck up, and then all of a sudden they get a little tired and they start chilling, and then the crowd starts chilling. Some people go out there for like 30 minutes and just nonstop. And it is such an art form to keep the crowd hyped as fuck the whole time. Yeah.
Like my one show, I had this one, the one show that I had with Landon, and then like the first one we had in Shippensburg, like by the college and shit.
Uh-huh.
Like that show, it was hot as fuck in there. Like, and we, and I, my set was like 30 minutes, and I did that whole shit. But I remember like the first 10 minutes, bro, I was like, dead. It wasn't cause like I was high as shit, not gonna lie. I smoked like hella blunts, but it was just like hot and shit. And I was like so like turning up and like shit, and then it was so hot and all this other crazy shit going on. So I was like, what the fuck? So then fucking damn, I'm losing my train of thought. Sorry,
cause I'm that shit was hot though. I was fucking.
But yeah,
drenched.
Like I was about to pass out. There was like a fan on the stage, and I was sitting there like putting my head in front of that shit. Like, bro, I'm about to pass out. But yeah, the energy was lit the whole fucking time though. Like that's what I give it to. It was so fucking dope. And all the fans, I can tell, like, bro, from my shows, like everybody be like soaked and just fucked up looking afterwards. Mm. Like they come in there, they come out looking different.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we like, having fun, bro.
Yeah, that's like kind of the crazy thing too, is that like as a rapper, you want to wear something cool on stage, and then you just immediately are drenched in soak,
yeah, like,
after like 40 seconds.
Fuck, I be going out in shorts and now. Like, okay. I like the my biggest thing on stage, bro. I want to be like comfortable. You feel me? Yeah. I'll still be like swag or whatever, like fresh, but I want to be like comfortable I can be, because I like to jump and do all that wild shit. You feel me? So.
I know a lot of dudes though. It's
I don't
like,
want no big chains, no big jewelry and shit. Like all that like, shit. I'm not into shit
like
that.
They go to play a show. It's like they cop like the $500 t-shirt or whatever, the $800 polo from Gucci. They take one Instagram photo in it. They go out and perform. That shit is dogged the fuck out. Like they just went to the gym in it, and then they never wear it again. It's just like, that's crazy. That's like part of the investment of being a rapper. Is like you got to sweat out Mad Supreme. Ruin it on stage.
I'm cool, bro. I just, you know what I mean? I be wearing whatever. I like to have fun. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like, do you get hate for like kind of coming out under the Cuff Boys umbrella in a way?
Yeah,
and like,
I get hate.
That's a weird thing to get hate for, though.
I know.
I don't really like, I haven't experienced too much hate for like coming out from like most of like the people who like support me from Cuff Boys. Since I'm like affiliated with Cuff Boys and everything, I'm in the vlogs and all that. I've had, like, a pretty good reception.
Yeah, the good side is definitely way better than the negative side.
Yeah, like, I pay attention more to that. I don't, like, when I see the negative shit, I'm like, all right, this is probably, like, a 10-year-old or fucking 12-year-old or some shit.
Yeah,
a 12-year-old
I swear.
Boy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just, like, not important.
Shit.
Yeah, whenever I see a comment that's actually mean enough that I want to block them, I click on it, and they have, like, one follower, zero posts.
I don't even feed no attention. I just let you, like, comment and say what you want to say, and I'm going to keep it there and just let you look down.
Sometimes it's so mean, though, like, that I feel like I got to block them on behalf of, like, the other people in my life. Like if they say something so shitty about my girl that I'm gonna block you.
I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I'm feeling like I want to like write back and say some shit, but
you
I'm
don't
not
write
like
back.
I don't show no signs of weakness. I'll be like, yo, fuck
if you're
shit.
Mad enough to respond,
fuck, like,
just block them,
bro. Dead ass. I don't even like block. I don't do none of that shit, bro. I just don't care.
That's good. That shows a lot of strength,
like, bro. I get so much hate for everything. Like people, I get hella love though. You know, the love like outweighs the hate, of course, you know what I mean? But there is like hate, but that's how I know I'm lit. Too, like, fuck it.
You gotta, the hate comes along.
You gotta have that. With the love. Bro, that's the thing, and that's what I tell people now. Like, look at it. If I start, like, fucking commenting back now and saying shit to people, like, and when they comment some hate shit, what am I gonna do when I'm, when shit gets way
10
bigger?
Times more popular?
And then you're gonna be like, gonna
respond 100
like
times a day?
Yeah, bro, like, come on, nah, bro. We got time for that. So right now, it's like, I don't see it, so I don't give a fuck.
And you know what the thing is, too, is that if you respond to fans every once in a while, cooking them, talking shit to them, you just start to get a reputation as like, oh, he's a dick to his fans. Even if every single time you ever responded, you were actually in the right, still just like bringing the negativity back to your fans, people will just be like, he's a dick to his fans.
Facts,
just break it down to that. And I have people who are like, oh, I love it when you're cooking your fans, blah, blah, blah. But I really try not to at this point because it's just too much. It's just pointless, you know?
Yeah, facts.
There's no reason to get into arguments online because it's just gonna, you know, Jay-Z.
That ass, like, bro, that shit's gone, like, a couple hours or, like, the next day. Like, it's just,
well, that's true, too. Yeah, you forget
about it.
It
doesn't matter
about
all. Yeah, it is what it is.
Take that 5 minutes to be like, I'm going to think about it, and then you'll forget about it. And yeah. So what are each of you preparing? Are you guys both, like, planning on dropping mixtapes in the near future? Are you going to keep doing singles?
Hell yeah. Yeah, all that shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah.
You say you, what you do. You go first.
All right. I mean, I'm just, like, I got a song, like, I have a song called 19 dropping, like, pretty soon. I'm just, like, getting it mastered and shit. But then after that, I'm probably going to drop a project. I don't know, like, whether it's going to be, like, an album or a mixtape, but, like, I have, like, a lot of, like, album-type shit. So, like, I don't know, I might make it an album, like, a little album, like, 8-10 songs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, like, I'm still fuck around and put out singles a lot. And then, like, just shit with him, like, but yeah. Basically.
Do you guys feel like your chemistry is good enough together that you should like continue to work together, and it wasn't just like a sort of we made a couple good songs.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, we're gonna do like, I think we're gonna do like, we're gonna eventually do a tape. For sure, we got to, cause that shit's gonna, I feel like it's gonna do big. Like, we make good shit, and like the thing I like about Landon, bro, like we'll do a beat and he like, especially, like, all the shit that we don't have out. Like, we got so many more fire songs, you feel me? Like, the shit, like, he gets on the song, and it's just, like, I don't know. You could tell when, like, Red Rose, like, he changed up the whole mood of this fucking song, bro. Like, every time.
Yeah.
Every time, bro. Like, it's crazy. I love that shit.
I don't even claim to, like, be that good at, like, recognizing talent when it comes to people who are, like, non-rappers. But as soon as I heard his shit, I was like, oh, yeah, that's definitely
yeah,
it.
Yeah, bro.
Right,
it's
there,
like a
yo.
Different. It's like, I don't even know how to explain it. I fuck with it so hard, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my shit, I got, like, I'm trying to drop, like, some, I'm dropping some mixtapes and shit for sure, like singles and shit. Definitely shit with Landon. But then my main focus right now, I definitely am about to start like attacking the visuals. You know what I mean? Like getting way more music videos out and shit like that.
It's crazy how,
bro, I got so many fucking songs.
Yeah.
Bro, like, you feel me?
But isn't it crazy how nowadays having a super fly video that goes viral and does well is such a huge part of the game? Like when you, like, there's so many people where like the video just has to be like visually amazing, and then you have somebody like Cole who's like fully like building a whole career off just being like someone that people know pretty reliably that they can go to, and he'll make them a video that'll really stand out. Like
yeah,
that.
Cole, we're gonna shoot some shit, like a whole bunch of shit, and we're shooting some shit soon. So
yeah,
so
man,
it's lit, bro.
It's the visual age. Fire. There's rappers I can think of where like every time they put a video out on YouTube, it blows the fuck up, but then like you look at their SoundCloud and the numbers aren't that good and shit because their shit is so tied into the visuals that people don't even really bother to fuck with it unless it's on YouTube,
yeah,
which is kind of a crazy new category.
I agree. And certain songs, I feel like on SoundCloud too, I feel like if it had a visual, it would make the song pop more.
Oh, totally,
you know what
I mean?
Yeah. I agree.
Whenever like, somebody submits a dope song on this, that's like, I'm like, you got to do a video because like we need to see who you are, what
I
you
agree,
look like,
bro.
How
I
you
got,
move around.
I got, right now, like, I got like so many, like I got like so many songs with like big numbers and shit, and I know what the for it's big right now, but I always look at the bigger shit, bro. Like I always look at the bigger picture of the shit. Mm-hmm. So like that's one thing, like that's one thing my fans know. I take time with my shit, but I always show consistency. Like I always make sure I put music. I always make sure like I'm in your face with something or doing something, you know what I mean? So it's like you can't get enough of me, whether like you, even if you don't want to see me, you're gonna see me. So like I just always stay trying to like do something, whether it's like posting a clip on Instagram, it's like doing this or doing that, like I just try to show people, like, bro, I just be, like, focused. Like, bro, it's just a way. It's, like, I made music, like, a way of, like, life. So, it's, like, it's really all we know. Like, Landon tell you that shit. Like, this is the shit. Like, I don't even know how to do all that other shit, bro. Like, we just, that's the life we live, bro. And it's just, like, we're like, we accepted it, you know what I mean? But it's like, we're not sitting on our ass. We want to be the best we can be. So that's why I told you, like, about the drugs and all that shit. Like, bro, we want to, like, you know what I mean? We want to be able to perform in front of thousands and be able to, like, keep that adrenaline and shit. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know what I mean? All that shit, like, I think about that shit, you know what I mean? I want to succeed in those areas and shit. You feel me? So, yeah.
Could you guys see yourselves being, like, real deal pop stars? Like, going in a real, like, pop type direction with some of your music?
Yeah, because my music from the start was pretty pop driven. Like,
Landon's not a rapper too, for everybody.
Yeah, I started way off like just like almost like indie, like I don't know, like just guitar, like me. I produced like all the stuff with like bass and all that, and then like I did little songs with like other people's beats, like 808 shit. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I dropped Beach Town, and then, like, that was, like, kind of, like, rap but singing at the same time. And then, like, after that, like, then we linked up, and then I just, like, did Red Roses. And it's, like, suddenly I was just, like, in this, like, rap, kind of, like, in it, like, rap, too. Like,
yeah, and the think about, too, like, Landon shit. I already know, bro. Like, Landon makes the type of music where that's the only shows and shit he's going to have. He's not going to have little shows. Mm. It's going to be them big-ass, like, shows with, like, because of, like, bro, he has songs on his, like, SoundCloud that, like, dead-ass, like, songs that he has out on, like, everything that he, like, made, literally, like, the beat and everything. And it's, like, some shit you never heard, bro. Mm. Like, I swear, like, it's so dope. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I just imagine, like, bro, when we really, like, blowing, and we know everything is, like, timing, bro. That's the thing. Like, we don't be rushing shit. People got to learn this. I know artists, and, like, that's the hardest thing with this shit is, like, being patient. Everybody wants to, like, rush and, like, do something right now. But it's not even, like, me waiting on my time. It's just I'm working to get where I need to be, you know what I mean? But I know, like, it takes time with that mm-hmm. shit, you know what I mean? So,
and it's better to, like, grind your career to a certain extent, because like, all right, when you see somebody who just gradually builds their fan base, like comes from the underground, mm-hmm. builds up a big strong fan base, and then they have a hit, that shit usually works. And when you see people who just start out their career or whatever and they just have a hit right from the jump, either because they got mm-hmm. it from the label or they just fucking mm-hmm. managed to get lucky or whatever, mm-hmm. and they never really build that fan base, they end up with a problem, because like the hardcore rap fans aren't going to take them serious yeah. because they already made a name for themselves and look like an industry plant or whatever you want to call yeah. it. And then like, meanwhile, like I could name rappers all day. I don't want to hurt any feelings. I've basically had this problem where they come out, they have the big ass hit, but then the fans never really connect with them. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know, it's kind of the end of it. And it's like, I don't know. That's why I think it's all about.
I agree. It's way better to build, like, I don't mean to cut you off, but it's way better to build, like, a genuine connection with your fans, like, coming up. Like, Landon, I know Landon only has, like, probably, like, 6 or 7 songs out, but it's crazy because, like, it just depends what type of music you make. Like, Landon, he has really good music, so, like, he already has, like, a solid fan base from that, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, a nice fan base. And, like, the thing about ours is nice and it's still growing. Like, mine, though, I've been doing music literally since I was, like, 4 years old. I was recording in, like, the studios that I'm recording now when I was, like, 4 when I first started.
4.
Then I started, like, going to, like, I was recording, like, dorm rooms and shit like that. Like, we were recorded Red Roses in my friend's dorm like dead ass, and it was like some whole other shit, like a small ass room, like it was just crazy.
But it was sick though.
It was
like,
sick. Yeah, it was just a good vibe. Yeah, we just had it, like it was dope, bro. Like we just,
dude, treasure your days in the dorm, because one day you turn 33 and you can't just like go to a girl's dorm anymore.
Right, bro.
I don't want to be seen walking down the hallway in there.
I went to college a little bit. A little bit. For
Juicy J had a song like maybe 5 years ago. He's like, I don't go to college, but the dorm room is my domain. I'm like, dude, you're like 40. You shouldn't be saying that
shit. Yeah, I just thought of that.
Like, bro, you cannot be in the dorm room. Could fuck a girl who goes to college, but not probably in her right. dorm. Yeah, like, you probably should do it in a hotel or something.
Yeah, he's doing too much.
Yeah, he might not realize what he's saying.
That's Juicy J, man.
Juicy J, you can say whatever he wants. Yeah. Nobody's trying to call him out.
Yeah, nobody's calling Juicy
J. Well, for the record, Biggie said you look so good that I suck on your dad's dick. That's the most sus line of all time. And Biggie said it. Yeah, pause. Yeah, it feels gay to even say it after all these years.
I never heard that Biggie lyric.
What? Oh, my God. You guys are so young. That's tight, though. Well, they said it was a Richard Pryor joke that he was like making a reference to a comedy that was out of the time. So that's why it sounds like weirder out of context to us now.
Especially right now, yeah.
Well, because that was years before they invented pause and no homo. which are very important parts of my evolution as a man.
Shit, no,
I used to genuinely say no homo, like as a normal thing to say, and a lot of people did. A lot of rappers did.
I never made it weird. Like I never wanted to make the situation weird. You feel me? I feel like that's weird when you said it.
In New York, bro, that shit was so common.
Oh, homo.
I would say, like there's one dude that I know who I was talking to this dude. He was like, yo, when I met you back in like 2005, you, like, because he's like a BMX rider dude, and I was like, I wanted to tell him that I fucked with his riding or whatever, and I was like, hey, bro, I fucks with you. No homo. Like, that was the first thing I ever said to him. It was just like a super normal thing for me to say at the time.
What did he say?
He's from California. He hadn't really heard people saying it like that. He said he thought it was weird, but he didn't really like say anything. I felt weird thinking about the fact that I used to say this shit. It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, fuck it.
Why are we talking about pause and no homo? This is just like a fascinating era for me. Hey, you guys want to look at the chat and see if any of the fans have questions for you guys?
Yeah, tell them to ask some shit.
Yeah, let's see what these motherfuckers want to know. This is the first time I've ever gone with some chat questions live on an interview. So,
first time for everything.
Realistic evolution has knocked water over too. All right, let's see what the chat is saying. Okay, here we go. So Alex maybe donated $5 and said, yo, it's so crazy to see Landon and Cam on the shit. I'm from Waldorf, which is like 15 minutes away from where Landon and Cam are from. And it's crazy thinking people are from around here are actually getting big and going places. A real inspiration. I'm so drunk right now, too.
I wonder what Alex that is.
You see that? Alex maybe. I wonder who he is.
Got some Alex friends.
Shout out to Alex, man. That's pretty cool. Yeah, anything is possible, bro. You could be on No Jumper one day, too. The greatest thing that can happen to you. Just so you guys know, these guys are reading the chat right now. So if you want to ask.
Fuck Landon.
Yeah, they said, are you dropping?
I fuck Landon.
What's same. Landon's favorite flavor of backwoods?
Oh, honey.
Honey.
Seconds, honey berry.
I like the honey berry. Nobody
first.
Else likes
honey
them.
Honey berries first. Yeah. That's why I say.
I like honey berry. Everybody else acts like they're foo.
I just got on the
How did Skies come up with his name?
Little Skies. Yeah, were you just looking up at the sky and you were like, I want to be like that shit?
No, my dad's name was like Dark Skies. He said he was like the first black dude to graduate at his school or some shit.
Really?
Not at his school. I don't know, like in his class maybe or some shit. I don't know, but yeah.
Wow, that's tight.
I don't know, but yeah. The girls call me Little Skies.
Little Skies. I'll call you Little Skies too.
Roll with that shit, man. Shout out to the shorty.
Someone said, where is Gingeria? I think Cam might have dipped off.
The other room or
he can't
shit.
Handle the smoke.
I think he dipped. Right, he doesn't even like being around smoke like that?
Yeah.
Oh, what a dad.
He doesn't.
What
he
a
doesn't,
fucking yeah. dad that motherfucker
weird.
Is.
I mean, he will be around it, but.
Whose vlogger is this?
He can't be trapped.
She said, whose grill is this on your snap?
Oh, man. Yeah, somebody said, when is your next song together going to come out? So I feel like that's
next month.
Next month. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
He's back. We were just talking about you.
I'm trying to avoid getting high. So
yeah. Man, you really hate being. He's such a hater.
He went away for like a whole 30 minutes though. Like, what the fuck?
Somebody said, "Why do I smell a sus vibe in the room?" Do you feel a sus vibe in this room? I mean, I've been saying some pretty sus shit. Let's be totally honest. That's normal for me.
Those guys from the turn bald from them braids. Damn.
You think that's true?
Yeah. Fuck it.
Your hair getting fucked up out there? You might need Bosley or something.
I got good hair. Yeah. Fuck you talking
I got
about.
That good hair. All right, guys. I'm staring at the comments. I'm going to try to ask a couple more before we wrap this up. Is there anything else that stands out to you guys that we should talk about?
Are you asking them?
No,
us. Shit, the on here.
Stuff
on
we should
here?
Cover, like important things that we haven't talked about. Landon, anything?
Oh
shit.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys are high as fuck.
I'm not even high.
You've been smoking weed this whole time. How are you not high?
Someone said when is 18 coming out? That's
talk about that.
That's been out.
I thought you said okay.
It's already been out. Yeah, what the fuck?
But if they're talking about 19. It's like completely done, but I'm like going through something, like trying to get it mastered, right? But I'm trying to put it out like soon as shit. Like, but yeah, it's like done. So,
well, that's tight.
It's coming.
So, favorite hardcore bands? That's interesting. You guys got the rock influence and shit?
Yeah, I used to listen to hardcore shit. I don't even remember who
I don't have no favorite bands. I'm not going front. But yeah, like
that's like a flex in rap these days. Is like knowing shit about old metal bands or something.
Nah, real shit.
How did that become a thing?
Yo, Mino Beats is on here. That's fire though. He's the one that made the Red Roses.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, look, yeah. Landon, if you do heroin, your vocals will be raspier and way doper. But I'm also addicted to heroin, man, and my life is in shambles.
Just some food
for thought. Just some food for thought.
What the fuck is going on?
What is wrong with this guy?
Right? Like, yo.
Oh, man. Hey, who are you guys' influences, like, in the underground? I guess that's something we didn't talk about.
For underground, for me, like, Lil Peep. Young Pinch.
I fuck a Lil Peep, bro. I fuck a Pinch, too.
I saw Young Pinch at the show last night. That was wild.
Saw him, too. Yeah, that was fire. Pinch be killing shit, bro.
Yeah, but Pinch came out, rocked for all the Beach Boys. I feel like that would be a good collab for you to do, Landon, and it seems like it would be kind of logical.
Yeah, Landon would kill that shit. I want to do some shit with lit. Pinch, too, for sure. But Landon, I definitely would love to see the Landon shit. Like, they would kill some shit.
Yeah.
But we fuck with everybody,
bro. Somebody said you look like X's son.
Damn,
y'all cooked him right there.
Bro, when I get that shit all the time.
Oh, do you really?
I'm not going to lie, bro. When I first, like, stumbled across your Twitter, I was like, kind of looks like X.
Dude, just don't do, like, a big chunk of blonde hair right here.
Nah,
like,
bro, like, I'm,
nah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, you know, like, we have this friend Jody who's just constantly getting made fun of for looking like fucking Playboy Cardi. Uh-huh. And, like, this meme account.
I've seen it.
Yeah,
I've
this
seen
meme account
meme.
Made this photo of him, and, like, somebody posted a
that
screenshot
shit,
proving
Cardi
that Cardi
liked it.
Liked it.
Yeah.
We were dying when we saw that. I was telling Jody, I'm like, Jody, you got to do something. You got to switch some shit up because Cardi is too hot for you to be just going around looking just like him.
Facts.
Pause.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. Pause ain't dead.
Hey, I fuck with Travis Scott. I fuck with Playboy Cardi too. Yeah, Playboy Cardi.
Yeah.
Smoke Perp.
Smoke Perp's
oh, yeah,
homie,
Smoke
man.
Perp,
Smoke Perp is about to drop this album, and motherfuckers are gonna understand how dope he is. Like, he is so fire, and people just don't give him the credit he deserves, in my opinion.
I've been told he fucks with me.
I mean,
I feel like Smoke Perp's blowing up, though, bro.
He's blowing up, but, like, I feel like people don't take him as serious as, like, I mean, he's very creative. His shit is fire.
We're about to start, too.
I could tell y'all some shit about Smoke Perp and who he's working with that would blow your fucking mind, but I'll get yelled at by the people I work with, yeah. Smoke Perp's about to be, he's the one. I mean, he might be a zanned out fucking psychopath, but he's still a very talented young man.
I thought he was talking with the Zans no more.
What?
On his story.
What? Who told you that fake news? Smoke Perp did?
I'm probably on it. Yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
Bro. I mean, hey, maybe he did. That's fucking brand new to me, though, if that is true. Well, shout out to Smoke Perp. Maybe off the Zans, possibly. All right. You guys got anybody that you want to thank? And when I said off the Zans, I meant not on the Zans.
Thank you. Shout out to Adam. Shout out to Cole Bennett.
Shout out to Adam. Yeah, Cole Bennett.
Hell yeah.
Shout my out. Mom and dad.
Yeah, dad. Shout out to my
Johnny
mom
and Cam.
Dad. Shout out to the Cuff Boys.
Most Cuff guys Boys.
Ing shit.
Nick.
All the YouTubers. Shout out PewDiePie. Race as fuck.
We smoking vape. What is this
shit? We smoking PewDiePie blunts. That's what we're talking about. N-word blunts. All right. Well, guys, it's been great having you guys on here. I hope everything goes well. I look forward to hanging out more. I look forward to seeing you guys go hard in your respective careers.
We're turning up in LA, man.
We're turning up hard.
Hard.
Anyway, all right, I'm going to go take a piss. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Fuck with Lil Skies, Landon Cube, and to a lesser extent, Cuff Boys, who is not here. He abandoned us because he doesn't want to get high. He's scared of the cookies.
Yo,
Cuff. Hey, badfriends.com. Shout out Cuff Boys. Let's go.